A much-loved member of Halifax's arts and queer community has died. James McSwain was a filmmaker, puppeteer, and animator. He was also a social activist and a mentor. He was born in Amherst and was 80 years old when he died in Halifax 2 weeks ago. Robin Metcalf is a writer, cultural activist, and a dear friend of Jim McSwain's, and is on the line. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Portia.
Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm sorry for your loss.
Well, thank you. It is a big loss. He and I have been dear friends for 50 years, and he's a big loss for the entire queer community and arts community in Nova Scotia.
And I gather you collaborated on many art projects, so you got to know Jim well through that as a friend, but also as a collaborator. You did something called Art by Gay Men with him, Robin. What was that? Describe it.
Well, that was an exhibition that happened more or less yearly during the 1980s, and we did it first in collaboration with the Center for Art Tapes and then with various other institutions. And it was a way of creating a space for art by queer male artists in Nova Scotia, which hadn't been done really before that.
Mm. What kind of splash did that make?
Well, I don't know. It made a splash among homophobes who tore down our posters. But it started to create a network of gay male artists across the country. Some fairly major names participated in that.
And this would have been, I suppose, anticipated by Jim. He had some experience, I gather, in his background with resistance to his ideas and to how open he was about being gay and also being an artist and expressing himself.
Yes, well, he ran into some resistance when he was a student at Mount A in Sackville, New Brunswick, and he certainly was subject to harassment. And when he was growing up in Amherst, I think he made a choice that he, rather than to submit to the pressures to be follow the strictures of conventional masculinity, he was going to be an artist. He was going to be openly queer, and he followed that line. He was inspired by existentialism when he went to which he studied when he went to Mount A, and he was inspired also with the period of the counterculture emerging in the mid to late 60s, which he was very much found a place in.
I suppose living communally was part of that counterculture in the 60s, and he bought a house in Halifax with other friends and lived that way even right up until the time of his death?
Yes, yeah, the house that he lived in Brunswick Street was an exceptional example of a successful communal house founded by artists who had very little money, yet managed to buy what is now quite a valuable and a very beautiful house, which has been a major cultural and social center in the cultural community, the arts community in Halifax.
What was the range of his exploration of art? I mentioned some of the genres he worked in, but how did you see that play out in what he did?
Well, he covered almost every medium. He had an early involvement with performing arts in music and theater. He did performance art itself within the visual art range. He also was an important writer as a poet and a fiction writer, which he was doing right up until the end as well. In fact, he'll have another book coming out in this Christmas time in a collaboration with the visual artist Bob Williams.
So quite broad, and of course is animated work as well, and on the stage. How many people did he mentor, either deliberately or just by being himself?
Well, I can't possibly count them, but I know that he was a very important mentor to many younger artists, including many younger queer and trans artists and artists from racialized communities. And that was one of the factors that led to him being recognized with the Portia White Award, which has, I think you know, the Portia White Prize is the most prestigious cultural award for an individual in Nova Scotia. And he very memorably, when he accepted the award, he sang the names of all the previous recipients, which is also an example of his generosity and inclusiveness as an individual.
Yes, you mentioned his inclusiveness. So clearly he recognized the oppression of others, not just his own experience, Robin?
That's right. He hated social injustice and exploitation and wanted everyone to have the sense of freedom that he had insisted on in his own life.
And
he was very active in the queer community. He was one of the founding, one of the earliest participants in, for example, the very first gay and lesbian rights demonstrations in Nova Scotia as far back as 1977.
And did you get, in the time that you knew him, which, as you said, is 50 years, a sense of his drive and the why he, you know, left Amherst and left Mount A and set up this house on his own and tried to mentor others? Why did he do that?
He was a very disciplined artist in an important way, in that he always produced. He got up every day to work on his art, and that continued up until very close to the end of his life, when he wasn't able to get up every day. But he was still, even the last couple of days of his life, he was finishing edits on the book that will be coming out in December. And I think it was really his reason for living was to produce art.
I gather that some of his collection and things that he gathered through his life are now part of an archival resource at Dalhousie University. So that's part of his legacy. Robin, what do you think that the world has lost with James McSwain's passing, or I suppose gained by the way he chose to live out and proud and artistic?
It is an example of someone who's made a resolute choice to be free and to fight not only for his own freedom but for everyone's freedom, and to assert the value of art as a central value in human life.
Hmm. I gather he went out with champagne.
Yes, he had gathered around him a couple of dozen of his friends, and he chose MAID, medical assistance in dying, so that he could control the time and the method of his death, and it allowed him to gather his friends around him and to toast a life well lived together. And so Jim had a sip of that champagne himself in his last hour.
Mm. What do you think that kind of exit, a deliberate one, says about Jim?
It says his determination to live his life on his own terms and to celebrate it, to find the joy there is to find in life, even with its tragic overtones. He was always aware of that as well, but he insisted on creating and finding the spiritual value of creation in a world that's often difficult and depressive.
Mm, well said and well remembered. Robin, thank you for joining us this morning to remember your friend.
Oh, well, thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
That's Robin Metcalf, a writer and cultural activist and friend of the late James McSwain. The artist, activist, and mentor died in Halifax on the 5th of September. He was 80 years old, and you can read more about his life and legacy on our CBC Nova Scotia website.